Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show here on Blog Talk Radio. This wonderful, wonderful Wednesday morning. We call this Wednesday the hump day. Got to get over the hump. Well, you've made it through Monday and Tuesday. Hopefully you've had a wonderful work week. But now we want to finish it up in style. We're back here, back at you, coming from the awesome city of Newark, New Jersey, off the East Coast. Just want to say hello to all my friends in the Northeast, those in the Southeast, all of my new friends that I met and connected with down in Tampa. I want to also say good morning to my friends in Chicago, my good friend Denise Jenkins. I want to say hello to Pat out in Ohio, Beverly in Maryland. I want to say hello to Francesca right here on the East Coast and all of the beautiful people. Well, good morning to you. Well, we're finishing up the month of January. Isn't that something? Listen, you got to keep track. You know, the days are going by very swiftly. And before you know it, it'll be Christmas all over again. And that's one of the reasons that I really feel is so important to have this topic that we've been discussing all month long on the show. Talk about how to live happy and whole. Because you want to make the best and the most of each and every day. I mean, the days are just going by so quickly. And we know that we're in a time period where a lot of stress and depression is setting in on people because of the economy, because of the job situations, and it's becoming like a spiral. You know, one thing will lead to another. People are losing their loved ones around this time of the year, and it even has a greater impact on people when they do lose loved ones and family around this time of year. You know, so we felt that it was just important to get in and to offer people some real right now solutions that you can put into place so that you can make the most of your life and that you can have the best life. Well, we started out this series talking about how to live happy and whole in 2010. And we started on January the 13th, and we started out there, and we talked about some different things that you can do. We gave out a secret to being happy. You know, we kicked off this series talking about just looking at understanding what is the difference between people who are living happy and whole and those who are not. Those who are successful and those who aren't. Well, successful people know how to be fulfilled in their life. But you know what? You can have that too. Are we also there? Discovered in that show that each one of us and you deserve to be happy. And that God has already ordained this for you. In other words, he's already set it into motion. And there's only one thing that can stop you from being happy and whole, and that is you yourself. And so over the next several shows, we're going to also look at ways for you to get out of your own way so that you can unblock this avalanche of happiness that God has coming for you. You know, some people almost have like a dam put up around themselves or a shield of force. And so we're going to tear that thing down so that the avalanche, the onslaught, the volcano can erupt and you can have an awesome, magnificent life no matter what you're going through. Now, this show is not like just a regular old topic on living happy and whole, because it will help you even in the worst situations. You can look at any way you want to compound unhappiness. And I'm telling you, the strategies that we're going to talk about and the steps that we've been giving you all month long will help you even through that. But now I must caution you, it will not help if you do not apply. It will not help if you do not apply. And I found in my travels and my speaking with people that the only reason that they're not truly happy is because they have not taken the time to be happy. Did you know you have to take time to be happy? Do you know you have to schedule that in? And just like you would sit down and plan your day for work and put your 1, 2, 3, 4s on your to-do list. Well, I want you to get your to-do list and put on your to-do list, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be whole. I'm going to be fulfilled. Now, let's just recap on last week we did the show. Last week we looked at why people would want to live happier and whole, and we gave out some things on just why that this is important. And just as a reminder, one of the things we said is that there are people who depend on you for your happiness and your wholeness. If, in other words, if you're not happy, you'll actually help to destroy their life. And so you have there's a demand on your life to live happy and whole. Like for me, you know, I have my husband, I have my people, my coworkers. You know, I'm about to go to work here shortly. They're going to be waiting at the door for Lalisa to come in happy and whole. You know, anybody that I, you know, when I drive on the streets, you know, people need me to be happy in my car. They don't need some frustrated, upset, negative person driving. You know, those are typically those people who try to run you off the road, or if you do the least little thing wrong, they'll give you the finger as if the road belongs to them. So we have a call on our lives. We have a demand. We have a reason to live happy and whole. Now just imagine you have children. Oh my God, these children are depending on you. If you are a business owner, you run a corporation, you're the CEO, or you're running someone else's company, there is a great, serious demand on your life to be happy and whole. So we want people to know that this is a very, very important and very serious situation. So I want you to get that list from last week. Now, if you didn't listen to the last week's show, then you want to go back and listen to the other two shows we did in this month, because you want to have that list that I had asked you to make, a list of the things that you want that would make you happy. I wanted you to list the things that you would want to make you happy, and then I wanted you to make a list of the things that you already have. Because we had noticed in the last segment that sometimes we have the very thing that we're striving for, and we didn't realize we had it, because sometimes we're in such a mode of operation that we don't take the time to smell the roses as we're going along, or, you know, we're so busy climbing up the ladder that we forget to look around and enjoy the view. And so we had asked you to make that list so that you can, you know, for the things that you don't have, based on the things that you would desire to have, we could try to help you close that gap over the next several shows. But now, don't forget that also we talked about how to put first things first. And we said that we would do that because we would remember that we are to seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all of these things would be added unto you. And so we know that the things are coming our way. The problem is we want to get out of the way. We want to remove obstacles. We want to remove barriers, because it's already been released. It's already coming your way. You can't stop. I mean, you can stop it, but I'm saying you can't stop it from having been released. It's already been released, but what you can stop is you can stop your receiving it. And that's why you hear them in The Secret, and they talk about the law of attraction and things like this. You know, things have already been released in the universe, but you can put a stop to you having it. And so we want to unblock that for people, and I'm so happy to be the one to be able to help people do that as best I can. Now, also in last week, if you remember, we also talked about how you can make the choice to live whole and free, that this is a choice. You have to, no one's going to force you. It's not a forced situation. It's not mandatory it's not automatic, should I say. You have to choose it. You have to want it. You have to desire it deep, deep, deep. And that's why it's so important to have that spiritual side awakened in you. You know, you can read your Bible. You can pray. You can meditate. Because you need to have, you need to be really deep. You got to go deep. You can't just be on the surface. And that's why a lot of people can't really truly be happy and whole, because they're not vulnerable enough to their spirituality. They're not deep enough, basically. And so you have to be able to open up to be deep so that you can really, really be fulfilled. Because remember, with living happy and living whole, get this, with living happy and living whole is going to come an assignment. God's going to give you a mission. He's going to give you something to accomplish that's bigger than you. It's greater than you. You know, in order to really be fulfilled, you have to be working on something that's greater than you, something bigger than your life, something bigger than just the things that you want to do. So that's why, you know, you really got to be in place and be on point with where God is, that relationship that you have with the Lord, because now you're going to need all of Jericho to come and help you get to accomplish the goals and dreams. I mean, you'll be happy, but you got that. Now you got an assignment that you have to do. And so in this week, I want to finish up by giving out three more critical steps. And we've given out other steps. We've given out some keys in the other show. But today, I really want to focus on some critical steps that is going to help you to experience a happier, a healthier, and ultimately a wealthier life, and wealthy in the sense of wholeness, fulfillment. You see, some people, when they think of wealth, they think of cash, dollars. But if you would go and ask the many people in the mental institutions, if you ask those who are locked up behind prison bars, and if you would ask those that are sitting at home in the dark, you know, rocking back and forth, you see some of these people have lots of cash dollars. But what happened was they didn't have wealth. They didn't have ultimate wealth and prosperity. They just had the money. And so you really want to not be in that shape, but you really want to be in the shape where you're happier, healthier, and wealthier. Now, living whole and happy and free, guess what? It's going to take some work. It's going to take some work on your part. Remember, you got to go and get what is already there for you. I know that sounds weird. It's like a bank. You could have money in the bank, but you still have to go to the bank to get the money out. So you have to still be able to move and get going so that you can get everything that God has for you. So the first thing that you want to do, and the steps that I want to give you today, is that, and this is going to be challenging. These are challenging things, but guess what? You can do it. I know you can. I believe in you. I know you can do it. So the first thing you want to do is you want to actually sit down and discover and develop your passion. What is it that you're passionate about? The thing that you're passionate about is the thing that's going to help release everything else in your life. Find your passion. Because some people, you know, they're like, I don't know my purpose. I don't know what I'm supposed to really be doing in life. And they struggle with that for years and years and years. But the problem is, if they would just pick something, they don't realize that everything else would then be released and fall into place and fall into line. If they would just go after the one thing. You know, because you may be passionate about three or four things. You may be passionate about children. You may be passionate about helping women. You may be passionate about helping animals. okay, you can't go after all three at one time, but if you pick the one, the pathway to the other two would also reveal itself as you're going in the process. And, you know, that's the problem with a lot of people, where that's the reason they're stuck waiting on this one thing to come their way, or they're waiting on this one desire to be manifested in their lives. Realize that it happens along the way. It doesn't happen as you're sitting waiting. I tried that. That doesn't work. I tried that for about 35 years. So it really doesn't work. I have the proof. I have the scars. I have a lot of testimony to prove that I have data. I have real hard data. I have research. I have testimonies. I can write articles and books galore about how that will never, ever work. But on the other hand, I also have the books, and I've written some of those about how if you begin to operate, it will happen for you. If you begin to operate, you'll be able to walk right into your powerful, powerful destiny. So again, number one, you must discover and develop what you're passionate about. That is one of the steps that's going to get you closer to living a happy, healthy, and whole life. Don't you want to be whole? Don't you want to be happy? Don't you want to wake up every day excited about today? Don't you want to wake up every day like, today I can't wait to get to work? You know, and I was in a slump there for a minute. But guess what? Once I start applying these principles and I got down to the root, the core of my passion, listen, a door just opened up, the windows opened, the road just became so perfectly clear. And that's why I'm here to tell you today, like no other day, that this is really working. It really does work, and it'll really, really work for you. So you have to discover and develop your passion. You know, go, if you find your passion, read about it, study about it, go online, Google it, go to other search engines like Dogpile and many others, and find this passion. Research it. Find out what else there is to know about it. Go to the library. Read books. Read articles about your passion. That's what we mean by really discovering it. And then develop it. Maybe, you know, take courses and learn more about it and put some of the things that you learn into action. And now that after you do that, now the next thing that you want to do is that you want to focus on a problem, and you want to make that problem a project. Turn your problem into project. So you want to focus on your problem. And what do we mean by that? We mean that all around us there are problems. All around you there's problems. There's problems in our education system. I'm just giving you a few examples. There's problems in our education system no matter where you live. It doesn't matter. You could live in the most safest and guarded community in the United States or the world for that matter. But just right across the way, just down the road, just over the river, there is another group of people who are not doing so well. So don't let, you know, distance stop you from developing your problem and finding your problem. So your problem could be in the field of education in some kind of way. It could be in the sense that you want to help people get a higher education. It could be that you want to help those who are already getting a higher education distribute their learning, and so that it is more even and things are more equal. And you could also see a problem in our policy and our politics. Maybe that's an area that you want to discover and develop and look into and research and know something about the problem that you want to fix. Okay. Also, you could have some desire and see a problem with our health care. Well, that would be good right about now because, listen, I believe the United States and the White House and probably all around the world, they could use a lot of help. As it comes to health care, oh my goodness, I don't even want to think back to, you know, my brother when he was in the hospital. It was horrible. So the healthcare industry, and that's just on one little tiny level, there are many, many problems. Maybe you want to help, or you see a problem in entertainment. Maybe you see a lot of disparity. Maybe you see there's a problem with some of the programming, the types of programming. There's a ton of zillion problems out there. I don't want to go through naming them all. I just wanted to give you a few examples. You could be like me. I found my problem in the prison system as it related to those who are leaving prison. And they need a lot of help. They have a lot of barriers that need to be removed. Now, keep in mind that the problem usually is something very close to you. In other words, something that you yourself have struggled with and has overcome. A lot of times we overlook that as the problem. But a lot of times that is the problem that God has, you know, created for us an opportunity to work in that field. So like for me, having been there, done that, now I've moved on. Now I can help so many others. And therefore the problem actually becomes fun, which is a weird thing to say, but it's fun in the sense that you have a real answer. You know, it's one thing when you're working on something and you don't really have the answer. You know, I don't really have the answer to tell mothers how to raise their children when children are run amok, because I've never done that. Now, I was the child that ran amok, and so I can tell you from the standpoint, I know what my mother did for me and how she got me back on track. I can absolutely tell you from that standpoint, but I can't tell you this day. I can't speak from the voice of the parent because I've never been a parent. So the problem is typically something that you've been in and that you've overcome. And now you have every tool to go back in and fix the situation. Well, I tell you, I hope this is really helping somebody, because we only have 8 minutes left to the show, and I do want to get in this other point. But I also want to remind people that I also have something called the Top 10 Reasons People Fail in Life. The top 10 reasons people fail in life, and I'll give that to you absolutely for free, but you got to email me at info@LilisaJWilliams.com, no spaces, no periods, just straight LilisaJWilliams.com. If you email me that, the top 10 reasons people fail in life, I will get that to you. And so now let me move on to this third and final step that I have for you that I think really is going to launch you into such a powerful, powerful destiny that you're going to be excited about this. This is going to clear up a lot of the issues that you have that are facing you, a lot of the problems. Like I said before, I know a lot of people are experiencing various levels of devastation, all the way from mild devastation to great devastation because of the economy, and also particularly with the economy, because it's gone on so long. It's been about 2 years now, or about a year and a half, that we've been in this seriousness of the economy, because it was already going down long before they told us it was going down, before the media really blew it up. But now that we've been in it for so long, it's really becoming more and more of a drag on us, on our emotions, on our mental, you know, and even on the hearts of people. They've seen a lot of devastation. You've heard of the murders, people killing themselves, killing their family members, going in companies, killing people, just people turning to more drugs and alcohol and crime to try to feed their families. It's just really, really devastating. So you'd really want to get this show, and you want to listen to it as often as you can. Now, this last step here, we call this step living by faith. You see, the people who killed themselves, they had absolutely no faith. The people who, you know, are really, really in a slump, and I'm talking about a really bad one, their faith has waned. Their faith has really left them. And so what you want to do, though, faith is something that you want to have in operation all the time, so that when you need it, you know, so it's hard to gather it all at once. So when you don't have any, okay, and you're so used to living without it, you're so used to living based on everything that you do. But having faith is not about living on things that you do. That's number one. Faith is about living on things that God can do, and that only that only a God can do. You know, for instance, you know, that promotion that I had gotten about a year ago, only a God could do that. I didn't know the field. I hadn't known anyone in the field, and yet I'm in the position. You know, see, God did that, healing my body. So you got to live by your faith. And so you want to get that faith into place every single day. And every day you want to know, you know what? I'm not here because of anything I've done. I'm here because of what he's doing. You know, it could be that mansion that you're living in. It could be that awesome marriage. It could be that awesome single life. You know, it could be that job, that company, whatever you got. You didn't get it because of you. You got it because of him. And therefore, if you live by your faith, you will constantly be in, at a higher level. You know, you hear people talk about living in their higher self. That's how you can get to that higher self, is through faith. And then I'll just add in this one for free, and that's hope. Is that you got to have hope. See, when you're without hope, you're already telling the universe to dish me more misery. Okay? So thank you, and tune in next week.